I'm going to read a scripture out of the Word of God. And then I want you to join together as we all say the Lord's Prayer. Could we do that? Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land in which the Lord is giving you. Our first honor goes to our Savior and to the Father and to the Holy Spirit. So could we honor God by just saying the Lord's Prayer together this morning? Ready? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Give the Lord a hand and then you may be seated. You may be seated. I, first of all, want to express my wife and I's appreciation for the privilege of being here to serve you during this time of these few days. Count it an honor and a high privilege to be with the Silers and ministering together, and Brother and Sister Hi, Brother Luke, and Pastors Mel and Rosemary, the Weaver family, elders and the deacons, and you who have been planted here in the house of God, and those who have been here during this time of challenge for missions. It's been an honor. A high honor and a privilege to be here to serve you. I have tried to come before God and say, God, it's not about me, not about Grace Chapel, not about anything else. It's about you, and we want to hear from you. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh. Three words come to my mind when we're talking, and this is kind of a mixture as we're kind of phasing out of the missions, and we're ministering to home folks, and so we're kind of touching here. And I said, God, I thank you for the time we've had of emphasis, but there's a church here, and we've talked about missions, and the body of Christ needs to be ministered to. So I'm going to kind of just sidestep the missions and say we're glad to challenge and walk in mission, but I'd like to speak to the body. Three words come to my mind when we talk about a church, when we talk about Jesus Christ and his body, and the three words are love, unity, and honor. And I believe that there are many words that describe the body of Christ and our head, Jesus Christ, but I believe you cannot serve God and you cannot walk together unless we walk together in love, unless we walk together in unity, unless we walk together in honor. And I'd like to, out of all of those three words, pick the word of honor. And I'd like to dwell on that for just a moment for us who have gathered here this morning, because I think it is such an important word. And my mind goes back to years when we live about 4 miles from our church. We moved out from our old church building into another building, and on the little road that we go from Muncie into the place where the church is, there's a little farmer that when corn comes to sell, he puts out a table and he sells corn, and so he's never there. But he put out a little honor box. And so when you go to pick up corn, you know, $3 a dozen. So you put your $3 in the box. And you take your corn and you go. Now, it's called the honor system. It's not so much that you're honoring the guy, but it's the people who pick up the corn that show the honor. Because what happened is the time came when he had to take a chain and put it around the honor box and chain it to a tree. Because somebody heisted the box where you put the money in. And so it didn't have too much honor, but they got corn and they got the money box. And so he had to get a chain out, and he took this metal box, wrapped the chain around it, put it on around the tree, put a lock on it so nobody would walk off with the box. When we had the Bible school starting in Muncie in 1972, we had a lot of students coming and going, and some of the students were there and had kids. And so in the bottom of the building, we had some refreshments that people could come and get, and we had an honor system. So you could come and pick up something, a little box you put money in. So we noticed one time that we had candy that was disappearing, and nobody put any money in the box. And so we said, well, let's see who's taking it. So we took some Hershey candy bars, and we purchased some X-Lax. And we took the Hershey candy bar out, and we put the X-Lax in. We wrapped it up, put it in the wrapper, and put it back in the shelf. By and by, one of the students says, man, you need to pray for some of my kids. I said, why? They're sick. Yeah. Boy, something the matter with their stomach. They got the runs. I says, now we know who's eating the candy. The honor system. When we have the Ten Commandments, we learn that the first four commandments show how to honor God. The last six show how we honor each other. Learn how to walk in relationship with God in the first four. We learn how to walk in relationship with each other in the last six. It's interesting that the first of the last six says, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you on the face of the earth and the land in which you're living. The story is told in Aesop's fable of a young slave who had basically took off from his owner. And he ran into a woods to hide, and as he was in the woods, he happened on a lion. And he heard this lion groaning, and he saw the lion, and he got scared, and so he turned to run the other way. And as he turned to run, he ran a little bit, and he found that the lion was not pursuing him, but it was laying there groaning. And so he stopped and he looked at the lion and he said, something's wrong with the lion. And so he walks up to the lion and the lion kind of puts out his paw. And he found in the lion's paw there was a large thorn. And so he takes the thorn and he pulls it out of the paw of the lion, and he washes it out and he bandages it up. And in a little bit, the lion begins to stand, and it feels pretty good. The lion ends up taking him back to his cave. And so now the lion and the young man are in the cave. And day by day, the lion would bring some meat back for the young man to eat. In the process of time, both the lion and the young man were captured. The young man was taken back to serve for fleeing from his master and was put in prison. The lion also was captured and was put into the king's whatever, where they kept other lions and so forth. The day came when the young man had to pay for his crime of fleeing from his master. And so the Colosseum was full. And the emperor came and all of his entourage and the people, and they sat there. The young man was taken and put into the center of the arena, and the emperor sits back with his people sitting there aside of him. He gave the command to open the gates, and out of it comes the lion, who had been left for several days without anything to eat. The lion comes charging out of that gate, sees the meat in the middle of the Colosseum floor, charging, running with all of his might. And as he gets near, he suddenly puts on his brakes and slides, because he sees it's the young man that took the thorn out of his foot. And he walks up and he begins to lick this man's hands. And the emperor is so absolutely astounded at what he's seeing happening that he calls them to come over. And they walked over before the emperor. And the emperor says, "What in the world is going on here?" The young man tells him the story. And so the sentence is we free the young man, you are free to go and live anywhere you want. And they took the lion and they put him back in the forest where he lived. Honor has its rewards. As we learn to honor others, God says, "I will honor you. I will give honor." And so we learn that there are in life times that we honor, and yet we live in a culture, we live in a society where we have lost our honor. We do not honor God. God is known as the big man upstairs. That's not honor. We do not honor our parents. They're the old man and the old woman. We don't honor policemen. They're a bunch of pigs. Fry them like bacon. We don't honor our teachers. They're scumbags. We don't honor the boss. He's the jerk at the, you know. We dishonor. We defy. We disrespect. We have contempt and rebellion towards each other in our culture and in our society. And I believe that God is saying it's got to start in the house of the Lord. We have got to learn to how to walk in love and how to walk in unity and how to walk in honor, to where we honor God with all of our heart. Hallowed be thy name. And we walk in honor with each other. Honor your father and mother. And I says, you know, where do we learn honor if we don't learn it from God? Honor your father and mother. Honor God. I believe honor starts with Jesus Christ, with the God, with the Word of God, with the house of God. But honor is basically learned in the home. If there's no honor in the home, there'll be no honor in the church. If there's no honor in the home, there'll be no honor in our culture. Honor starts in the home, where we learn for the wife to honor the husband to honor the wife, the children to honor the parents. We learn to speak to each other in a way of honor. We learn to walk in a place of in honor. And we let honor be built by how we live, not by what we say, but by how we live, how we speak, how we walk with each other. This is a Christian culture. This is a Christian character. It's something that has to be learned. You have to be trained how to walk in honor. And so we learn to honor God. We learn to honor each other, because when we learn to honor, we are putting others above ourselves. We're learning to basically express what Philippians says: consider others more important than yourself. Don't just look at yourself, but learn how to treat others. And so in the church, I believe that we've got to learn how to honor our husband, our wife, children. We've got to honor our teachers, our policemen, our governmental leaders, our church leaders, our employers. The word honor is to respect, to count as valuable, important, to show consideration and courtesy, to treat with dignity, highly esteem them, and have them as important. Value. You are valuable to God. You're valuable to us. You're valuable to you, to those that are around you. What happens when we don't have honor? What happens when we don't have that respect? And I brought this out, I think it was, well, yesterday sometime, when we read the scripture in Mark chapter 6, where it talks about Jesus. It said he could do no mighty miracles in his own country because they said, "This is the carpenter. He is the son of Mary." And the Bible says, therefore, because they did not honor him, they said, "We know this kid. We know where he comes from. We know who his mother is. We know about him." And there was no honor there. And because there was no honor, the Bible says he could not do very many miracles. In other words, because of the lack of honor, it restricted the movement of God's Spirit. And many people were left unhealed because there was no honor there towards Jesus Christ. So when we don't have that honor, we really hurt ourselves. So, 1 Samuel chapter 2. "Therefore, the Lord God of Israel declares, I did indeed say to your house and to the house of your father," he's talking about Eli, "your father should walk before me forever. But now, the Lord declares, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me, I will lightly be esteemed." God said, "I'll honor those who honor me." And our honor starts with God. He's not the big man upstairs. He is God. He is almighty. He is hallowed. He is to be honored. He's your creator. He was the one who formed you in your mother's womb. He's the one who made humanity and breathed into men the breath of his own breath of life. There is nothing that exists without him. In the beginning, when there was nothing, he spoke and said, "Let there be," and there was. Highly esteem him, value him, hallow him, and walk before him in the integrity of your heart, and lift him up. He is esteemed high and lifted up above all that is, because all that you see and know has come from him. Hallelujah. This is a beautiful time of the year. I love fall, because it's nice warm days and cool sleeping nights. But there is nothing more gorgeous than to walk out in the fall time and to see the multiplicity of colors and the leaves of red and orange and yellow and pine trees that are seated in between them. The gorgeousness is falling leaves and the absolute stunning beauty. And then to go out in the fall is when the cool air comes in from the north. And you walk out at nighttime and the sky is not hazy, but it's crystal clear. And you walk in the midst of the darkness, out from the city lights, into the hills and into the valleys where there are no lights. And you look up into the heavens and you say, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" And you say, "Oh God, hallowed be thy name. There is no God like our God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we learn that the first place of love and honor is to our God. Hallelujah. "Hallowed be thy name." We reverence you, God. And we learn in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18, Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 5, 12 and verse 13. Say with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. How do we honor God? I think one of the first things that we honor God is we receive His Son, Jesus Christ. You cannot honor God if you disdain His Son, if you reject His Holy Spirit. He is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three in one. And we honor Him by giving honor, by receiving the best thing that He had to give. And that was His Son, Jesus Christ. Fallen humanity. As you heard me say yesterday, God was the first missionary. He went to search for two sinners who had rejected Him, who had disobeyed Him. And He sought them until He found them. And He brought them back into relationship through the blood of a shed lamb. Hallelujah. We honor God by reverencing Him, by giving our heart to Him, by giving Him our best, by putting Him first in our life. Honor God with your substance. Amen. Amen. Tithing is not an obligation. It's a means of honoring. You're honoring your God. We honor God by our obedience, by our respect, by our reverence, and by our praise and worship. God is to be honored. Watch what you say and how you say, and your attitude is how you address God. You are not some big king ordering God around, demanding that He do what you ask to do. He is to be hallowed. You approach Him as you would approach any king. Hallelujah. And you lay out your request before Him. Stop trying to demand the king to bow to your demands. He is king. Hallowed be Thy name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallowed be Thy name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Secondly, the Bible says that we were to honor those that are elderly. God says, you shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your Lord, your God. Honor the elderly. Wow. About a year ago, maybe a year and a half to 2 years ago, God sent some Koreans into our congregation. I did not realize the respect that the Oriental people have for the elderly. But they brought something into our congregation that was so refreshing. They brought part of that Oriental congregation, your background, into the congregation. They latch on to older people. They honor them. They bless them. They love them. They visit them. And I says, how refreshing to have that part of the culture come in and say, we stand. Hallelujah. We bless. We give. We serve. We help. And I says, how refreshing. I said, we needed that. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that we are to honor our father and mother. Honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you in the land in which you're living. How do you honor your mom and dad? By your attitude, by your love, by your help, by your respect, by doing what needs to be done, by being kind, talking civilly, treating them properly. They're valuable. Let's face it, there wouldn't be a you without them. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for them, you're out of the picture. Hallelujah. I believe we're to honor our governmental leaders. The book of Romans chapter 13. For the authorities do not frighten people who are doing right, but they frighten those who are doing wrong. So do what they say and you will get along well. The authorities are sent by God to help you. But if you're doing something wrong, of course, you should be afraid. For you will be punished, and the authorities are established by God for that very purpose, to punish those who do wrong. So, you must obey the government for two reasons. To keep from being punished and to keep your conscience clear. Pay your taxes too. For the same reasons, for the government workers need to be paid so they can keep on doing the work of God intended for them to do. Give to everyone what you owe them, pay your taxes, your import duties, and give respect and honor to all to whom it is due. New Living Translation. And I said, wow. Now I must confess that God had to talk to me about the former president. And I said, God, how could I honor this man? And God says, stop talking about him the way you do. And I said, but God, you know how he is. You know what he's doing. God said, that's up to me. You shut your mouth and pray for him. I said, yeah, but God, they're all saying this. You know, he said, yeah, but you're not all. You're mine. I want you to shut your mouth, and I want you to pray for him. I said, what good will it do? God said, don't make any difference what good it does. He said, you shut your mouth and pray for him. Stop calling him this. Stop putting him down. Honor the position, even if you can't honor the person. And God says, he is who he is, but you honor that, because if you do not honor, you're casting a disdain on me because you represent me. And if you are dishonoring with your mouth, then you are showing disdain that disdain is causing a bad reflection on me, on my word, on my son, on my church. So you learn how you talk about people. And I says, okay, God. I still don't like him. No, but you got to love him. I says, okay, God. Hallelujah. So God had to teach me some things about honoring those who are in authority. Because, you know, even any person you honor, they're not perfect. Amen. Hallelujah. Honor your father and mother.